After a tempestuous near 6-hour council meeting on July 7, where Sonich received the revised draft of the contentious Quadra-McKenzie Plan, QMP, the document was sent back for another round of input following widespread outcry. Launching a new wave of webinars, online surveys, open houses and pop-up events, Sonich is now welcoming back residents to hear their thoughts on the plan. Sonich News attended the first open house at Municipal Hall on September 17 to gauge residents' thoughts on the revised plan. With posters lining the building's inner walls and staff on hand to answer questions, more than a dozen residents attended the event. Council was very clear about the desire to ensure that members of the public have the ability to really dig into the details of what are the changes that have been made and what's important, said Cameron Scott, Sonich's manager of community planning. Cameron Scott is Sonich Director of Community Planning. Olivier Lourin, Sonich News. Among other things, the revised draft reduced land use intensity in parts of Quadra North by cutting the number of properties designated for six-story development and scaling back the size of corridor hubs. More parcels were redesignated for townhomes and apartments, limited to 3 or 4 stories. Conversely, the maximum building height in the Quadra-McKenzie Center was increased from 18 to 24 stories. In addition, design concepts for vehicle lanes along McKenzie Avenue were removed and will instead be considered through a separate process in collaboration with BC Transit. However, for many residents, these alterations are insufficient. In my opinion, it didn't change enough from the original draft plan, said Cordova Bay resident Ian McKay. I see some change, but only because of the public input. Save Our Sonich member Matt McGeechee said he still had concerns with many parts of the revised plan, particularly its push for high-density development. I agree that we need some densification, but this is development on steroids, he said. Matt Geechee is a resident of Brayfoot. Olivier Lourin, Sonich News. The longtime Brayfoot resident argued that development projects should be limited to core areas and kept out of residential neighborhoods. If a big complex is going in, the neighbors will start to sell and you'll start to see that it depreciates your property values, he said. If Sonich greenlights the plan as it stands today, McGeechee fears that the QMP could be the end of several communities in the area. The funny part about all this is that they talk about building villages and communities, but we already have communities, he said. It just looks different to them than it does to us. The planning approach of these centers, corridors, and villages plan is that you're basically pushing out the existing population and replacing them with people who are more compliant with this kind of lifestyle. Sonich residents Tanya Litton and Patricia Barbin, who attended the event together, said they came to see if staff had addressed the concerns they raised at previous council meetings and public input sessions. Tanya Litton, left, and Patricia Barbin are Sonich residents living in the area targeted by the plan. Olivier Lourin, Sonich News. With the plan causing a lot of frustration among neighbors, the two women said they were concerned, among other things, about the lack of parking and increased traffic the plan will entail if adopted. They don't want to see cars on the road, but even people who cycle to work, to do errands or to school still own a car, said Litton. To reduce the roads, to one lane in each direction, I think that's a huge mistake. But mostly, the two residents attended the event to make their voices heard in a process they felt lacked transparency and public consultation. They say they want to hear us, we give them our concerns, we tell them at every meeting, and every meeting you can take that same speech and read it over and over because it's the same problem every day, said Barbin. This plan is affecting all of our quality of life. While Litton and Barbin recognize the importance of growth in the region, they argue it has to be done conscientiously. There's room for growth and density, but they're doing it in such an uncaring way that it's making residents frustrated because it could happen to any of us, said Litton. For more information on how to participate in this ongoing round of public input, visit sonich.ca/QMP or Hello Sonich.